Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us, Jordan Salas. He's the head coach at Park Center High School, the football team. A football team that's 5-1 this year. But there's so much more to his story than just that. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Explain, you grew up and you went to Park Center, maybe a different Park Center than it is today, but explain how you grew up and how you grew to be a Pirate.
Brooklyn Park for 39 years. I went in as a sophomore in 1997, I believe, and my head coach at the time was Terry Westerman, a man who was actually a Pirate, is a Pirate himself, and he was the head coach, and, you know, he had a lot of stories about tradition and how Park Center used to be when I was playing, and he was trying to instill the same thing, and it kind of took off from there. And then when I got done in college, I started my first stint with Park Center was the sophomore coach in 2007, and then I've been on every staff until I was named the head coach in 2018.
What was it like when you were there as a player, and how did your coach influence you?
Park Center was a little different. The demographic was a lot different. I mean, we're 82% black and brown now, but we were about 65% Caucasian and the rest black and brown. But, I mean, at the end of the day, football's football. So, I played with a whole lot of great young men or great guys. And Terry Westman was a great influence on me because he taught us essentially the Pirate way. You know, you learn about your tradition of your school song, and just really learning how to love green and gold.
You know, Aaron, you ended up at Northern Iowa on full scholarship, and it looks like it was just this straight progression, but it was not. Academically, you had your own struggles and challenges, and you went to a junior college initially, but you stayed with football. Explain what happened to you and how that process transformed your life of having to stick with it if you wanted something good.
So, yeah, I mean, out of high school, I wasn't the strongest academic student, and I made a decision that if I really wanted to play football and make this something I wanted to do with my life, I know I needed to go the junior college route. And I know I needed to become an academic student first and then a football player. So I decided to go to Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls, Iowa. Fortunate enough, I fell into the right situation. I played tight end. I played there for 2 years, became an All-American, and got a full ride to Northern Iowa.
And so you go to Northern Iowa now, and now all of a sudden you're talking about a four-year education, chance maybe to play professional football. You were moving at warp speed there for a while.
Yeah, I was, but, you know, Northern Iowa was a great experience, and I met a lot of good people, and, you know, having Coach Farley, one of the best, I mean, in my opinion, one of the top coaches in college football. He's been at Northern Iowa for many years, and he's one of the top FCS coaches in the country. But unfortunately, I didn't do what I needed to do there either,
yep,
to be honest. I, you know, went there in 04, and I was on track to do everything right, but, you know, things in life happen, and I ended up leaving there and coming home.
And so you come back home, and you're thinking what at this stage of your life?
I'm thinking all I want to do is play football. My whole life's path is destroyed now because I had dreams of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I thought that way, but I was fortunate enough I met a man named Bill Welly, who is at Training House now. But
yes,
he is.
I know Bill quite well, yep.
Yeah. And Bill kind of put that spark back into me, man. We met, and he started training me, and I was serious about the football thing and getting in shape. And I was playing a little semi-pro to try to get some film. But, you know, semi-pro is a little different than trying to get in the NFL.
Yep.
But I was fortunate enough that I was working with the right people, and I had some good people in my life give me opportunities to get an Arena League tryout, set up a tryout for the NFL. And also, when the UFL was large, I have a cousin who played for Denny Green at the University of Northwestern who gave Denny a call, and I was able to go out for their trial in the UFL for the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Oh, yeah, that was back. Yeah, that was the short-lived league for sure.
Yeah.
How did you eventually settle into life without football before you were a football coach? How did you finish up that degree? What did you do? And at what point in time did you say, well, football was great, but you know what? I'm going to have to put the pads down now.
I mean, the truth of the matter, I never finished my degree. I mean, until just recently, actually. I was always a young man who wanted to play football, knew the route to go, but I just didn't know what avenue I wanted to go into. And recently I found out that I want to be a teacher. So about 2 years ago, I joined a cohort with St. Cloud State University in the District 279 that I work in, and I was able to finish my four-year degree, and I have a bachelor's in special education.
And now you are a teacher at Park Center High School in special ed and the head football coach. I mean, a lot has happened to you of late, and some would say late in life, because you didn't give up on it or enough people intervened in your life. What is it like to be a special education teacher?
It's pretty cool. It's rewarding. You know, you get to work with students in all sorts of avenues, and you're just there to help them get better and learn and teach them everything they need to know with communication or handling others, or just, you know, someone for them to listen to and help them grow as individuals.
What do you try to be to them?
You're a teacher, but you're kind of a mentor too, because you're trying to help people deal with, you know, I teach interpersonal skills, for instance, and the class is centered around communication and what's the difference between talking to your friends and talking to an adult, or getting young people ready for how would you talk to somebody on an interview or talk to somebody who you're trying to communicate in a certain way to get a job or to, you know, get them to understand what you're saying. So it's just pulling those type of things and getting those young people to understand how this world works, so when they do graduate, they're ready for the real world.
And this football thing has all of a sudden evolved, and all of a sudden the Pirates are back in charge of the ship, man. You lost one tough game to Mound West Tonka, a really good football game, and they're a really good football team. They're undefeated this year. Aside from that, you're unblemished. How did you turn the football program around?
Our program has had its ups and downs, and I've been there for every ride. And when I got the job, I just told myself that the one thing I'm going to do is build relationships with these young men and make sure that I know them inside and out and they know me inside and out, and we're transparent with each other. And I think after, you know, there's a lot of trial and error and all that, but for the most part, I believe it's worked, and it's just building that trust with young men and getting them to understand, I know what I'm talking about. I hear you. But listen to me, follow my lead, and then I'll let you go and lead the way. And now we're here, and with myself and my staff and the young people that I have, I mean, it's just been a trickle-down effect from leader to leader to leader to leader, and now our young men, our seniors, are leading the way for us. And it's just been a long process of earning trust and ups and downs and understanding each other. But we've been in the dirt together. We were in the mud together trying to get out of this. And now that we have, it's just blossomed in there. And that's basically what it's been.
Aaron Salas is our guest, head football coach, special education teacher at Park Center High School. How did you get the numbers up? That's always a big piece of the pie. And how did you get the numbers up in what you, as at your practice today, you talked about it. It's a reconfigured demographic that you're dealing with, and they've dealt with a lot in the last year and a half.
Yeah, so COVID really obviously didn't help anybody in this world, but it definitely hurt the football program after the shortened season. It was hard because normally We have two middle schools in Brooklyn Park, Northview Middle School and Brooklyn Middle School. And normally, in a normal year, I can send captains or football players over. They'll put up a nice little table, and we can get kids to sign up, get their phone numbers, you know, email addresses, and try to, you know, communicate with that way about eighth graders coming into Park Center or wanting to come to Park Center if you want to play football. But that was cut short. So what we did was we normally have orientation before school starts in August, and I called on my seniors and I said, hey guys, I have a football table in the cafeteria. I need to get as many ninth graders as we can. Well, we went from 11 ninth graders starting August 16th to now we're at about 45.
Come on.
Yeah, and our ninth grade team is as of yesterday 6-0.
So they came out because of what? How did the seniors convince them? What went down?
I just think they just talked to them. They just talked to them real. You know, they gave them 100% of who they were. Like, look, we've been in this program, we believe in this program, and I think you would be a good fit. You should come out. And we had a lot of kids, first time football players, come out that have stayed, and how they're reaping the benefits of them staying and learning and listening, and now they're loving it. I mean, it's as far-fetched as it sounds, it was that simple. And then with that being said, we were able to grab more 10th graders, more 11th graders, and a couple 12th graders. And another avenue that I go through, I'm the 9th grade basketball coach at Park Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, James Ware and our fantastic program.
Yeah, and you see them all coming through there too, right?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough with, you know, James and me work on the same accord. And, you know, if he has a kid where, you know, he can play basketball, but he's like, hey, man, you might want to try this kid out on the football field. We're open to things like that. And I've, you know, a lot of the basketball players have come out. And you get a basketball player with that type of talent, and you just teach him the fundamentals, look where we are now.
Yeah, for sure. Those basketball players come game ready, whether they know it or not. Jordan Salas
right.
is our guest. You also have some of the great facilities. I mean, I couldn't believe how much turf you have out there, and you got a dome for the wintertime. Park Center lacks for very little. Is that a John Hedstrom initiative?
Yeah, I mean, our principal, Heather Miller-Sink, and our AD, John Hedstrom, really put, and our district came together with the city of Brooklyn Park, and our district agreed, and the city of Brooklyn Park agreed that, you know, having a dome on the Park Center premises would be a great thing for the city of Brooklyn Park, as well as, you know, all the Pirate athletics. And it's been a godsend. You know, I got kids, you know, another reason why we're successful. My seniors last year as juniors going through the winter, down, coach, can I get in the dome? Coach, can I get in the dome? And they would do 7-on-7 in the dome. I mean, from the time our season ended last year in November, October, November, those kids were working in that dome every single day until it was taken down in June.
Which meant they were hanging out together too, which is just as big as sometimes takeaway that you get from it. You know, you dealt with through that the George Floyd and the not far from Park Center, the Brooklyn Center issues with Dante Wright, et cetera. How have your student athletes interpreted that, coped with that, come through that?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I mean, me being a black man myself, I mean, but we came through it together. I mean, you know, we have an open forum in our program. You know, I just want to sit down and just talk. We sit down and just talk. And there was a lot of opportunities because we were with each other all the time to just sit down, talk about it, talk about what we should do, how we should handle things, along with, you know, the kids having their parents involved and me being knowing their parents and where their parents are coming from. So, yeah, that's all we could do, just open lines of communication, talking, having them understand that it's okay to be afraid or it's okay to feel a certain type of way. I'm here for you. We have other coaches here for you. And we just made it like we have this whole year. We made it a family thing. And we've gotten through it together, and it's made us closer as a unit.
Now, are you at the high school or middle school for teaching?
I'm at the high school.
Okay, so you see Al Nolan out there?
Oh, I see Al all the time. That's my guy.
He's a good guy, man. Good man to stay close to. Well, Jordan, we appreciate it very much. You got a big game against Richfield on Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Homecoming
at Park Center at 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, congratulations on all the success you've had, but congratulations on you taking the initiative in your own life and finding gainful employment at the school that you grew up in and helping kids in a number of different ways. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Jordan Salas, head coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.